I'm 40 now, and the accident happened 3 years ago, so I was 37 years old, and we were driving to a friend's house for a play date, and I hydroplaned my car in a small river crossing the road from a flooded marsh, and my car flipped upside down and landed in the marsh and sank to the bottom. And I was a certified lifeguard, scuba diver. I had every faith I was going to get out of this car. And I looked at my little guy, and I said, you know, Mommy's going to get us out of this car, so hold your breath. And the water came up over his head. It was quick. And I had hold of his little body, and the water took us. And I wrestled with the doors, and they were locked. And long story short, I was in a coffin on wheels. And that's when I began to panic. So I somehow thought that I would be able to put my son in the back. There might be air. You know, the car was kind of tipped.
Sure.
And I thought, okay, well, maybe there's air in the back. So I pushed his little body over the seat into the back seat and still wrestled with the doors trying to get out. And all of a sudden I had to breathe. And I took this deep breath of water. And I realized, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And I want my baby back. So I started flailing my arms around the car looking for his little body because I was terrified that he'd think I pushed him away at, you know, the last moment. So all of a sudden I heard this most majestic voice say, relax. And I was like, what? You know, this is insane. But it was as clear as day, relax. And then I had this infusion of knowledge of people were coming to save us and that if I took in too much water, they wouldn't be able to revive me. And they gave me all these detailed instructions about how I was going to save my son's life. And the next thing, I was in the clouds with these light beings. And they were giving me fabulous information about what was happening and why it was happening and what was going to happen in the future. And I was incredibly overwhelmed. But I put my arms out in the water and I just gave myself over. And I was gone.
Shelly, it sounds like it sounds like you died. Did you?
I was underwater for 15 minutes. So,
oh my God.
Regardless of how you look at it, we shouldn't be having this conversation today.
No. And your son then, what happened?
Now, my son was underwater for 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
And they rushed him to the IWK, which is a children's hospital, and they declared him pretty much he was brain dead, and all his organs had hemorrhaged and filled with blood. And they had told me that even if he does regain any kind of consciousness, he will be a vegetable and he will have to have a colostomy, catheters, you know, dialysis, just to keep him in a vegetative state.
Yes.
So, you know, please unplug him. And I said, well, wait now, I need a minute, you know. So I went out in the hallway and it was like a time travel. Boom, I was back with these light beings again. And they were explaining to me, you know, they used to say, have faith, child. And I thought, you know, I was totally a non-believer in anything. So this was pretty amazing.
You were not spiritual before this, Shelley?
No. I used to say I had the power of one, and you're looking at her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was me against the world, in my opinion. So I once again, I had this incredible vision. I saw this bucket and these light beings kept saying, fill it up, fill it up. And I was like, what do you want me to put in the bucket? And they said, well, you know, fill it up. And then when I lifted my head up from this vision, everybody's aura was glowing, the doctors and nurses. And I said, oh, my God, his aura is depleted. You want me to revitalize his energy field? And for the next 72 hours, I rotated people through my son's bedroom in ICU, which was highly, you know, improbable.
Sure.
I had at sometimes 30 and 40 people in the hallways waiting to go in to his room because I was given all these instructions about how to save his life. And the people followed the instructions. And for 72 hours, we set timers to rotate people through his room the way I was instructed. And on the 73-hour mark, that little boy opened his eyes. And within 5 hours, he was totally conscious, and they were discussing taking all the tubes out because he had spontaneous regeneration of all his organs.
And this comes at a place where they were ready to unplug him and just let him go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they said this child will be brain dead, vegetative, multiple problems with all his internal organs. His bowels had started to pass through his diaper, and he was literally passing his organs out of his body. And the doctors, the smell of death on this little guy was incredible. So it was incredible, and here I had my little guy back, you know. I was like, wow, this is incredible. And I didn't give much thought to my light being friends after that, except to say thank you, oh, I'm so lucky, you know, and to go home. But this miracle has continued for me, because for 2.5 years they have continued to, I call it, download information about the world and the earth grid that exists around our world. And they've told me that what we did for a dying boy with a small group of people, we can do for a dying planet with a large group of people.
And did they open up some secrets of the future?
I have seen a lot of images. This is all very new to me, and I'm not, you know, proficient at exactly being able to say, how do I put this? You know, I've seen images of real cold, cold weather, and I've seen images of a lot of disasters, and I'm not sure what part that plays in this, but these light beings have come to me now over the past 2.5 years, not with messages of disaster, mostly with messages of hope and how humanity has within us the bioelectric matter. And coupled with love and intention, we can actually surge the planet into what appears to be a giant Reiki session. You know,
I like that, Shelley, the fact that they're coming to you with hope as opposed to this is the end of the world. Let's, you know,
they've given me incredible images about how this can happen. And the biggest thing is, if I hadn't witnessed this with my own eyes, my own miracle, I mean, I was underwater for 15 minutes, and here I am talking to you. So, you know, you have to say there's something to it. So I was instructed to build that website that you viewed. Everything on it, right down to the detail, the color, everything was, I suppose the word is, channeled. The little symbol that flashes when you first open the site is supposed to be an ancient coding that is within our soul's code, and that humans may not recognize it, but their souls will, as a truth piece for the future. And the bottom line is, they've asked me to amass as many people as possible to unite in kind of a meditation, prayer, intention. You don't even have to be, you know. At one point, they called people fence sitters, and they said these people don't necessarily have faith, but they want to, you know. And these are the people that can contribute, just having enough love to want things to be different.